Church dedication services. The establishment of a church building is an important event in a church's history. When apostolic faith congregations purchase a building or complete the construction of a new church, they traditionally plan a dedication service. Scripture establishes a precedent for dedication of a church building. When the tabernacle in the wilderness was completed, God commanded Moses to anoint the altar and all its vessels. We read, "And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy." Exodus 30:29. Moses did according to God's instructions. He sanctified them, or set them apart, and that is what we do when we hold a church dedication service. In 1 Kings 8, we read of the dedication of Solomon's temple, and how the glory of the Lord filled the place in such a manner that the priests could no longer minister before the altar. Solomon blessed the whole assembly of Israel at that time, and acknowledged God's faithfulness in the completion of the house built for him. The dedication of a church sanctuary for the worship of God is a special occasion and requires wise planning and careful preparation. A special dedicatory service is a way to document and preserve a record of this unique event. It will be important to establish the date of your dedication service as soon as it is practicable to do so. Communicate with the Superintendent General or your district superintendent regarding a suitable date, as you will want to avoid a conflict with other scheduled events or series of meetings in the apostolic faith work. Printed invitations are appropriate for an occasion of this nature. These may be mailed out to the surrounding community, local officials, and individuals who have had a connection with the Apostolic Faith Church. If a church has been newly built, the tradespeople and building supply companies who were involved with the project will be interested in the event. Those in the neighborhood of the church should be notified as well. Many will respond to an invitation to attend the dedication service, as it is a community event as well as a time for celebration and thanksgiving on the part of those who will make the new building their church home. The service typically begins with a musical anthem or fanfare as a prelude. Opening remarks by the pastor should include a welcome to visitors and a brief summary of what has led up to the dedication day. At some point in the service, it is a polite gesture to introduce the key people who helped in construction of the building and express appreciation for their efforts. It is also appropriate to recognize everyone who participated in any part of the project by asking them to stand while the congregation applauds. A church dedication is a time when the congregation reflects on its history, so the service may include a timeline of events leading up to the special day, a description of significant dates in the construction project, photos, and comments by key individuals in the church. Services of this nature are usually filled with expressions of worship and thankfulness. Music and singing should play a significant part in a dedication service, since this is a time of rejoicing and praise to God for His blessings. We would typically select hymns and choruses with dedication, new beginning, or consecration themes. The scripture reading or sermon text should be on a subject appropriate to the event. Portions of 1 Kings 8 and 2 Chronicles 6 and 7 are good choices. Other suitable verses may be selected from Ezra 6, Psalms 26, 27, and 84, and Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20. The sermon can be on the subject of personal consecration and dedication, the needs of the world and our purpose to fill those needs where possible, a call to evangelism and zeal for God, or other subjects in keeping with the particular event, as led by the Spirit of God. Dedication sermons are brief and not as long as regular service sermons. The message is typically followed by the dedicatory prayer, which should consecrate the new facility for God's service, ask for His presence to dwell in the sanctuary being dedicated to Him, and invoke his blessing on those who will attend there. We should acknowledge his faithfulness and provision and ask for the Spirit of God to rest upon all that happens within the church's doors. As a rule, there is no altar service at the conclusion of a dedication service. Following the formal event, visitors may be invited to tour the building. Often, refreshments are served if there is a suitable space in the new facility that makes this possible. This gives the congregation an opportunity to greet visitors and express appreciation for those who participated in the construction project. It is a time of rejoicing and fellowship and an opportunity to foster a sense of community with those who live in the neighborhood. Following is a sample order of service for a church dedication. Orchestra and choral prelude, welcome, congregation hymn of dedication, prayer, choral anthem of dedication, acknowledgments, instrumental or vocal solo, scripture reading, choral selection, sermon, dedicatory prayer, and final orchestra and choir number or congregational song.